It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jack Anderson. Our engineers today are Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. We got our concert club. Concert club, how are you doing tonight? That's right. Once again, it's KUTX After Hours, brought to you by Odell Brewing. And joining us in Studio 1A tonight is Austin Trio, the one and only Somersault. Candy Wrappers from Austin Trio Somersault. We're live in Studio 1A for KUTX After Hours. Somersault has a new album out called, coming out called So Polite, but I want to take it back for a second. So I am talking with Matt, Eugene, and Phil from Somersault. Guys, I want to ask you the tried and true question that every English teacher asks all their students on their first day back from fall semester. What did you do with your summer? What are you doing with your summer right now?
Well, first off, we're a trio, not a trio.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
English. I know, we've been working and hanging out.
Well, currently, we're all in the process of moving, change.
Last week, we all moved places. I know, suspenseful.
And the coolest part of the year.
Coolest part of the town, you mean? Yeah. I'm just kidding. We're moving farther north. Mm-hmm. That's life, isn't it? Moving up in the world. Moving north.
Well, recording. That's it. Moving, working, mm-hmm. Recording.
Okay, good. Well, I was just actually noticing today when I was saying your name out loud, it didn't occur to me, I've known you guys for years, but it didn't occur to me today that it was phonetically the same, the same sounding thing as the acrobatic maneuver, a somersault.
Yeah, we have a terrible name for radio, Somersault. Who knows? Some people think of it as the tumble. Some people think of it as a seasoning, like summer salt.
I described it as a seasonal saline.
Oh, dang, that's even better.
Some people just brought it to my attention that it might be sweat, like, you know, you sweat during summer, and then salt from being out at the beach, you know. Mm. Get out the ocean, you're all salty. Mm. I thought that one was pretty cool.
We like to go by the salty boys, too. I'm baby salt. But it's posh salt.
It always changes.
They change. I'm still baby salt, no matter what.
But you guys are all friends, so what came first, the collaborative music or the friendship?
Eugene and I, the drummer, we had the band called Somersault, and we decided that we needed an addition to the sum. So we grabbed this guy who was in my history class.
Mm-hmm. But to answer your question, we were friends before we started playing music together. We went to middle school together, and we all went to high school together.
Somersault in Studio 1A, they got a new album coming out called So Polite. So you had your first release back in 2014, Driving to Hawaii, then Going Native in 2015. What can fans expect from this album that's different than previous releases?
We bought nicer recording gear.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty diverse. It has some pretty dark, like a dark and spooky instrumental, and then an acoustic, nice little acoustic song to it. And then the two singles are a little rocky, so it's nice and diverse.
Somersault in Studio 1A, their new EP is coming out called So Polite. It's coming out on July 28th on Austin Town Hall Records. You can check out their EP release show at August 5th on August 5th at Stubbs Indoors. Guys, what are we going to hear next?
Revving my CJ7.
As far as I can see, I could use a vacation, but I've gotta take care of my family. Wrapping up another hard work day, I've gotta get back home. So I shipped into third gear and I cruise out to my favorite song. I don't know why I'm always putting up a fight when I'm so damn tired from working overtime. If I can't get into heaven, I best be revving my CJ7. Now ain't that the lie? Ain't that the ain't that the lie? Stepping into the morning, my sunglasses on. My head's a little weak from drinking all of these nights are so long. Love, love, I can't stay out of trouble. Maybe the death of me. But I was branded as a harmony rebel with a tattoo at 15, and still I don't know why I'm always putting up a fight when I'm so damn tired from working overtime. If I can't get into heaven, I best be revving my CJ7. Now ain't that the lie that keeps rolling me by with two kids and a wife, my Miss American pie? If I can't get into heaven, I best be revving my CJ7. Now ain't that the that the lie? Ain't that the lie? Ain't that the lie? Whoa.
New stuff from Austin Trio Somersault here in Studio 1A for KUTX After Hours. I'm sorry, 3-0. I'll get it right one of these days. So,
three of these dudes,
exactly. So you guys have claimed influence from bossa nova, surf rock, and other oldies. What are some of your guys' favorites?
Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Mm.
Bossa nova.
Oh, we are just so fresh on this because we just did a project on this like yesterday. I love Donovan, Grateful Dead, like some of the oldies, especially Paul Simon. He's an amazing voice.
Beach
songwriter.
Boys.
Beach Boys, of
Half
course.
Half the Beach Boys songs, the ballad boys. Okay, most of the Beach Boys songs.
Yeah.
Okay, you can check out the new stuff from Somersault. Their So Polite EP is coming out July 28th on Austin Town Hall Records. And you can check out their EP release show August 5th at Stubbs Indoors. Well, Matt, Eugene, Phil, thank you guys so much for joining me. That's going to wrap up the broadcast portion of this session, but Somersault's going to keep rocking the Concert Club. Folks, Concert Club, give it up for yourself. Thanks again to Odell Brewing for making KUTX After Hours possible. Thanks again to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. Oh, yeah, give it up for them. Make them sound great. And for KUTX 98.9, I'm Jack Anderson, and this is the Austin Music Experience.